This is the guided mindfulness practice related to emotions and thoughts. And before we begin, I would like to invite you to find a comfortable posture. So as you may be already practicing, either seated on a chair or maybe seated on the floor with a cushion, whatever suits you best. The important thing is to be relaxed in the body. Have an upright back, relaxed jaw, your hands resting and allowing the breath to move freely and naturally without imposing a rhythm. So I'd like to invite you just to close your eyes and take your attention inwardly to your body with curiosity and kindness, letting go these ideas of having to achieve a particular destination, a particular experience, letting go of all that, and just allowing the attention to fall into openness and receptivity. Just giving yourself the space right now to settle in your body. And whatever you're experiencing right now is welcome. Allow your attention to be like an open space which allows things to come and go, allowing things to remain if they need to remain, and just noticing. Allowing yourself to settle. You may wish to allow a little smile again to appear on your face, transmitting that goodwill and that kindness to yourself, that compassion to allow things to move within you, regardless of what they are. Now, first of all, I'd like to consider emotions. The word emotion can be split into two key sections. First is the E, the first letter, E-motion. E as in energy, and motion as in movement. So I'd invite you to reflect that an emotion is a movement of energy within the body which has a certain colour. A colour in terms of the quality of the emotion. It could be an angry, it could be frustration, it could be shame, it could be guilt, it could be happiness, it could be sadness, it could be complete inspiration. Now, as we know, in films they use music to stimulate certain emotions related to specific scenes in the film. And so, in this practice, I'm going to put a piece of music that I've selected specially that won't leave you indifferent. You'll probably really like it, or you may hate it, or it could be it's okay but nothing to get too inspirational about. These are possibilities of how you may react to listening to this music, And it doesn't matter how you react. The invitation here is to reflect and to feel that in the body. So if you feel inspired and there's like a strong feeling of uplifting energy within you, in that case, just let that flow. And the invitation with mindfulness of emotions is to begin to start giving space to all our emotions rather than to close the door on them or get wrapped up in them and get lost. The invitation is to remain with certain equanimity, just feeling and allowing the emotion to be present fully within us and feeling it directly in the body, having curiosity where that emotion manifests, whether it's in the chest, in the belly region, or any other part of the region, or feeling the movement of the emotional energy moving through your body. So I'm going to put this piece of music on and just invite you to put some headphones so you can hear deeply the music. And just let the sound come in and just allow whatever reaction in you to happen. Just like when one is observing the movement of the breath, allowing the breath to move freely, will allow your emotions to move freely, accompanying them, accompanying their energetic quality in your body. I recommend that throughout the song you remain in the same position, relaxed, attentive, and just allowing the sound to enter and allowing whatever reaction in you to happen, to acknowledge it. I invite you just to listen, take your attention to that attentive listening, relaxed, attentive listening, open awareness. So in a few moments, this piece of music will start. So now the piece of music has concluded. Just to invite you to reflect on your experience, noticing now the music has finished, how does your emotional state now, how has it changed without the stimulus of the music? Noticing that whatever you experienced before now may not be present. So there's a changing dynamic nature to our emotions. Sometimes when we experience them, we can feel that they're permanent and we act accordingly with that intensity of emotion. And sometimes if we are frustrated or angry, our actions can be strongly influenced by those emotions. And then afterwards, we may regret how we acted, acting in the heat of the emotion. So it's very important to be aware from a direct experience that emotions are changing, they are present in certain conditions. And it can be difficult to connect with emotions because we may not have developed that skill to feel confident, to feel our emotions. So this is also something we can cultivate through mindfulness practice. Now I'd like to focus on thoughts. And thoughts have a similar quality to emotions. They're changing. And yet we can have this perception that they're a permanent flow. So in the practice I'd like to guide you on is to remain in this attentive, open and receptive state of mind, which has this quality of kindness, allowing things to be, not forcing things, not rejecting things, just being with what is in the landscape of our awareness. Whatever is in the space of our awareness. Focusing your attention on your body. Being attentive to what you can feel right now. And in this practice, I'd like to focus your attention on thoughts and start noticing the changing quality of your thoughts. To be curious about them. And in this practice, it's important to at least be able to name the thought. Is it the future? Is it about now? Is it the past? Is it about getting rid of something? Is it about looking for an experience, looking for something? just noticing that. And the invitation is to remain relaxed and attentive, just like with the emotions. Just allow the inertia of the mental activity to flow as it needs. And as you allow the body to relax, perhaps the mental activity will diminish slightly, will go a little bit slower. And what I'd like you to focus on is start noticing the gaps between the thoughts. There could be a momentary window of space between some thoughts. And if you do start noticing them, I invite you just to allow your attention to kind of dissolve into that, into the gap, to focus on that gap. And if you should remain without a thought for maybe a longer duration of time, just to relax into that reality that now, in this moment, I have no thought. So just acknowledge that when it happens, when you experience it. And this is not a competition, so if you don't see any gaps in your thoughts, that's okay. Just noticing the quality of our thoughts and cultivating a reflective mind. So in this practice of mindfulness of thought, we're using our awareness to reflect on the nature of our thoughts, whether they are constant, whether they're changing. What about the content? Making a mental note. And just by, sometimes we can think that we need to get rid of thought. And so we try and think ourselves out of thinking. But one skillful way is to actually just stop feeding that thought and just let go of it just by relaxing into your body, shifting your attention to the body and just relaxing into the body, maybe noticing the breath, noticing the sensations in your body. So we're not fighting with ourselves. We have that ability to focus our attention, our awareness, as we wish. So just by relaxing into the body, that helps things to fall into place. This concludes the guided mindfulness practice for emotions and thoughts. Thank you for practicing with me.